Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Chicago bringing us back. 17 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. That's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that's ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check that out. You can buy it at Amazon. You can buy it on my website. I'll autograph the ones you buy from us on our website if you would like. And we also have a three-book offer there if you want to check out that special offer. And of course, when you buy it from us, the shipping is on us. Pete Sepp is our guest, our good friend, 16 years as a member of our Brain Trust. How about that, folks? Pete's been helping us understand how our money is being spent or squandered. And sadly, Pete, over the years, squandered has been the most prevalent thing we've talked about, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And you know,
and no different this year, right?
No different this year. And we're seeing signs, of course, that members of Congress are sort of backing off from the Tea Party fervor they had to at least begin cutting the federal budget. You know, every time I thumb through your book, Age of the Customer, I think every government official needs to read this too, because their minds are still stuck in the past.
The Age of the Seller.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, they're still carrying that old baggage around, and sadly, too many people in the marketplace are too.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, from your mouth to God's ears, Pete. But someone actually, and I'll tell you what else. Somebody tweeted not too long ago that the chairman of the FCC should read my book too, when he was talking about the internet. So okay, the 113th Congress is a do nothing Congress, but they managed to spend $1 trillion. What's wrong with that picture?
It's an incredible thing. This is the Bill Tally study that's conducted by our research arm, and this is not a vote rating system. This actually tracks legislation that's introduced in Congress, not just voted on, but all the bills that lawmakers actually write and may never see light of day. We do this because it's important to understand the raw legislative material that members of Congress are producing. And we actually looked at 680 non-overlapping spending proposals between the two chambers, $1.84 trillion offset by about $750 billion. So the net result of everything that senators and representatives have written so far in the 113th Congress would boost federal spending by $1.09 trillion. That's almost a one-third increase in the federal budget.
Wow.
That's
in one Congress.
In one Congress.
In the last 2 years.
That's right. And this is a yearly figure. So we're talking $1.909 trillion a year.
Holy macro. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And imagine a permanent increase in federal spending like that. And we use very conservative cost estimates here. It could go much higher than that.
What do they spend the money on?
Well, many of the spending increase proposals involve, I'd say, three categories. One has to do with expanding government health care even further than they are, which is incredible since we have Obamacare right now. But there are lawmakers proposing so-called single-payer health care systems,
right,
where the government just runs it all.
Mm-hmm.
Second category, son of stimulus. These are bills that would spend even more federal dollars on grants for...
Even though all the money that's already been spent on stimulus has been deemed to have failed.
That's right. And third category involves a lot of infrastructure proposals. Now,
you mean shovel-ready, like all the shovel-ready deals that the president later admitted were not actually shovel-ready?
Yeah. And, of course, many of those would create infrastructure banks where the federal government would guarantee large loans and grants to states and localities. Here again, like the age of the customer, government has to start thinking outside of the box here. There are plenty of ways to involve the private sector in infrastructure that can make the spending we're doing now a lot more efficient. Life cycle costing, for example, something that a lot of businesses that deal with materials have to do every day. Governments still don't practice that uniformly.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I think if somehow small business owners who have to run their business efficiently or they die, they literally cease to exist. And when they don't, they do. They do cease to exist. Happens every day in America. Somebody goes out of business because they didn't manage their business right. If small business owners who have figured out how to run their businesses and survive could see the way the Congress works, especially, or any government entity, that's what it would take to get small businesses to join together en masse and make some changes.
Yeah, I've often
so grotesque and so contrary to what we know and what we know to be the right way to do things. It would just gross everybody out.
Yeah, and I think that would be a truly nonpartisan movement.
Absolutely.
You know, if you could get even 10,000 small business owners and you know, I have no idea how they could ever take the time off to come to Washington, but if you could get 10,000 of them to come here and say, look, we're not here to talk about programs. We're not here to talk about priorities
or earmarks or anything like that.
All we want you to do is manage, learn how to.
But we're electing people who've never managed anything, Pete. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And as you say, small business owners can't do it. I'll tell you, Pete, I've said for many years, if we could get small businesses organized the way unions had organized over the years, we could change the world.
Absolutely.
And I'll remind you of something else I've said many times before, folks. What's good for small business is good for the world. I believe that with all my heart. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.